Breakfast in cemetery, boy tasting wild cherry, touch girl apple blossom, just a boy playing possum. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. What is that cheerful sound? Rain falling on the ground. We'll wear a jolly crown. Buckle up, we're wayward bound. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer and go a separate way. I touch your hem, you say. Let's stroll down Martin Way. Pick plums, abandoned farm. Who let norms come to harm? We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer and go our separate ways. Cover me with rain. Walk me down the lane. I'll drink from your drain. We will never change, no matter what they raise. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer and go our separate ways. Motorbike to cemetery. Picnic on wild berries, French toast with molasses, croquet and baked Alaskas. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. Cover me with rain.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 332. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We start things off this week with a track by Beat Happening. That song is called Indian Summer, and it was originally released in 1988 on the band's Jamboree album, but I just picked it up on Look Around, a new compilation of the band's greatest hits, which is due out November 20th on Domino Records. If you don't know that song, well, this probably isn't the right podcast for you, because that's just... I mean, it's the heart and soul of indie pop, right? That's such a great song. Anyway, as you can tell, my voice is bad. I'm recording from a conference room, and so no fidelity, no fun. And but hey, it's Friday, right? At least it is here. I got another track here for you. This one's Potty Mouth with the song The Bomb.
Thank you. through some changes. Some of us go through some phases, things we fall into and then fall out. You explain this to yourself in the bathroom mirror last night as you take a toothbrush out of your mouth. You say, this is what I want, motherfucker, make it happen for me. You say, this is what I want, motherfucker, make it happen for me.
Not know where I would be without this throat coat echinacea tea. We started that set off there with Potty Mouth with the song The Bomb. That is on the band's new EP, which came out August 21st on Planet Whatever Records, a band based out of Northampton, Massachusetts, and they've definitely got a more refined sound now that they're a three-piece, and I like it a lot. That, of course, sounds like a lot of other bands, but that's okay, because it's a really good song, and that's all that really matters in this world. Stop being a poser. We followed that up with... sorry, there would have been a cough button there if I were a professional, but I'm definitely not. Anyway, we followed that up with the Front Bottoms with the song Help. That is on the band's new album, Back on Top, which came out September 18th on Fueled by Ramen, a band based out of parts of New Jersey. I saw them randomly in Philly, just showed up, you know, and they were like the opening band or something. I thought they were okay. I like that album, though. I like that album a lot. All right, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. So anyway, more music. This is a track by The Decemberists. It's called The Harrowed and the Haunted.
This is what you want.
There was a formula of how to build a band that Sid would like, that would definitely satisfy the needs. Man, that is The School from Cardiff in Wales with the song I Will See You Soon. That's on the band's new album, Wasting Away and Wondering, which came out September 4th on Elephant Records, one of the best pop labels around. That whole album is really good. In fact, every song sounds almost exactly like that one. So for better or worse, if you like that, you'll like the album, though you may get a little tired, I guess, around like, you know, song 11 or something. Or maybe you won't. Maybe you're listening to that, you got your Northern Soul dance shoes on, and you're going crazy in your living room. I'm not up for that today, though. I'm sick. Instead, I'm hiding in a conference room recording a podcast for you. Before that, we heard from the Chapin Sisters with the song Angelino. That is on the band's new album, Today's Not Yesterday. And that will be out sometime this month, and the band is releasing that themselves, still part of a Kickstarter to try to fund that one to make physical copies and pay for tours and all that sort of thing. The album is, I don't know, maybe a little AAA, but that song there I enjoy a lot. It definitely harkens back to that that country rock vibe thing happening in around L.A. Their family was a part of course. And then before that, we heard from the Decemberists. That was The Harrowed and the Haunted from the album Flora Songs, which is, I guess, just an EP of some leftovers from the last album. It came out today, October 8th, on Capitol Records. Or maybe that was yesterday. Shouldn't that be today? Maybe I have the date wrong. Friday albums come out. New thing for me. Anyway, and it's fine. Those are more December songs, and if you like December songs, here's some more for you. Please enjoy. Okay, let's wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 322. How about 332? I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter or Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, some interesting things coming up here. Tonight is Kraftwerk at the Midland in Kansas City. Broncho playing at the Bottleneck on the 15th, the 16th. Boys Life and Giant's Chair at the Record Bar. Sadly, I'm going to be out of town at that one, and that is so sad. The 23rd, Churches at the Uptown. 25th, Deaf Heaven at Granada. 25th, Leftover Crack at the Record Bar. 27th of Montreal at the Record Bar. And Craig Finn playing, I think, at the same show. Maybe like an early, late thing? I don't know. That's the notes I have. I need to research that. Coming up in November, the 7th and 8th, is Apocalypse Meow. First night at Record Bar, second night at Knuckleheads. And that is a very important cause. And I think we'll dedicate a whole show to the Apocalypse Meow soon, and the band's playing that one. On the 17th, Glenn Hansard at the Uptown. The 20th, Iris Dement at Knuckleheads, or Darwin Dees at the Right Room. The 24th, Corrosion of Conformity playing at the Right Room. And the 27th, The Good Life at the Riot Room. So some things coming up. I'm kind of in and out, mostly in Kansas City, but for the next couple of weeks, I'll be out in Boston and hopefully back in KC after that. Nothing very exciting or new on the website. I think possibly the No Wave Fest pictures and video are out there. 11 exciting bands, none of them No Wave, playing the No Wave Fest in Kansas City. So you can check those out on the Too Much Rock website. Anyway, one track left for you, and it is a band that did play that No Wave Fest. The band is Riala. They are from Kansas City. And the song I'm going to play is called We Need More Land. It is on the album Be Here, Be There. Just came out on Haymaker Records earlier. Well, I guess I think actually September 4th was the official date, though they had a release party about a week after. It is a wonderful album, very good to listen to with headphones, much better actually with headphones than they were live, actually, incorporating bits of kind of post-rock and shoegaze and math rock and, well, Maybe that's why they're the last song here. But give this one a chance. Allow yourself to float away on that one. Man, it just put me to sleep on the plane several times, and I really appreciate that. So thank you very much, Riala, for helping me sleep and giving me such good songs. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, everybody. We'll be in touch next week. Bye.
Upon the wall.